Yes, I did play predominantly guard, but I did a lot of snapping in practice, and I played one game at center. It was in 2010, and I didn't do very well initially, so we had an original starting center. He kind of took that role back over, and I went back to left guard. Yes, I aim to kind of try to be as versatile a player as I can, so whether it's left guard, right guard, or center, I want to be able to do that at a professional level. Absolutely. Shotgun snap, under center, all of it. I'm really just trying to improve as a player overall. 6'2½, 312 pounds, something like that.
You said you wanted to, during the season, I was still gaining weight and also getting stronger and being more physical. How did that turn out for you?
It actually worked out fairly well. During the season, I'd gotten down to about 285 pounds, running a spread no-huddle offense. We just about tripled the number of plays we ran in practice, so that kind of really sped up my metabolism. So, but now I'm up to 312, and I do feel the difference. I feel the power. I feel like I've got just a little more butt behind me, and I'm ready to be more of a physical player. Yes.
And how did you do that?
Just trying to eat as much as I possibly could. And then it really turned into just eat. And sometimes you have to sacrifice, maybe if it's pizza, maybe not the healthiest things, but just get the weight on, because I knew I'd work hard enough to kind of get it where I needed to be.
So you ate like cheeseburgers and stuff like that?
Yes, sir. We had a few gap schemes and zone blocking schemes. Prior to my senior season, we were a big power team, and even this year we had multiple power plays. So I feel comfortable in a zone scheme, a power scheme. Whatever they ask of me, I feel like I can do it and do it well.
The guard position, not a glamour position, is it harder even in this day and age of scouting for a guard in your
nose? I think it is. I think I'm very blessed to be playing a guard and to be as highly regarded as I am, so I'm thankful for that. But no, it's not a glamour position. They like guys who run power and run it consecutive times, just smash people until they can't hardly think. So it is not a glamour position, and it is hard to be scouted, but I'm grateful because I have been blessed with the opportunity.
So with less notoriety, well, obviously you have a lot
now. What's the fun part of it?
Yeah.
The fun part is the possibility of being drafted. It's been a dream for a long time, and even as a guard, people are like, well, there's no way he can go early. Maybe he'll go third or fourth or whatever, but the possibility of being drafted, and who knows, possibly being drafted high.
How about in-game?
In-game, my biggest thing, I love pulling, and I love getting out in space. That is one of my biggest things, whether it's power and getting on the linebacker quickly and trying to crush him, or a screen, or pulling and just getting out in space. I really love that. There have been several teams who've shown interest. We had the kind of unofficial interviews, and I met with several teams. There was a lot of teams who I met with, so there was quite a few.
Would you be interested, though, in
I would be interested in whoever would take me as early as they wanted to. I do think I could convince teams that I could be a number one pick, and I'd go about that just being the best player I can, and at this point, it would just be for them to look back at my character, look at my history, look at my film, and then from the combine, just do the best I can, whether it's putting the most bench press reps up that I can, running well, and showing my athleticism and how much it could help their team. I know there's like a bunch of great guards in this draft, and I mean, if we all get drafted high and I'm not the first guard taken, I'm not mad at all. I'm a competitor and I love to compete, so if I am drafted first, out of the guards, I'll be ecstatic. If I'm drafted high and I'm not the first, I'll be okay just the same. He is a big guy. I was glad I got to see him in person for the first time and see that he is a human after all that I hear about him. I mean, they just make him seem unstoppable. But, no, he's a big guy. He's a power player. I mean, he gets on his linemen and he usually dominates them, gets up to the second level well. And, I mean, he's on a national championship offensive line. So, obviously, they're doing something right and he's doing well for himself. No, not quite. My dad was very high on Duke. He loved the education aspect of it, as did I. But I felt like it was more than just that. I wanted the academics, the athletics, and the social aspect. And I didn't know if Duke would be able to provide me with all three of those. Not particularly, no. I had the North Carolina ACC schools, South Carolina, and the University of Buffalo. I'm not sure. Maybe it was my height, and they questioned if I'd be able to translate into the college level. And other than that, I'm not certain. From any credible sources, nothing. but, you know, I try not to look at all that stuff, but, I mean, my dad and friends, hey, did you see this mock draft and this poll and all this stuff? And I really try not to look at it because nothing's set in stone yet. And for me to get my hopes up off of something that somebody thought about or created, then that's not doing myself any favors. Brian Arault and Todd France of Five-Star Athlete Management.
You mentioned Warmax and Todd. What kind of player
I'd say I'm a combination of power and athleticism. I can, especially with the addition of weight, I can run power, and you can look at it from my first 3 years of film where we were pro-style offense where power was our staple play. And then this year, it really showed my athletic ability getting out into space. We ran a bunch of screens and a lot of things where I was on the second and third level getting on linebackers and DBs and such. Absolutely. Whether it was some sort of record or not, being taken in the top 10, I'd be ecstatic. And that would be kind of the icing on top to be the first guard taken since 97 in the top 10.
So you think your love of pulling and getting out in front of the plays, that would be, if you'd rather play in that kind of system than a blocking scheme, you might get wasted in there?
I really don't have a preference. I'm just stating that I feel like I'm comfortable for either of those schemes. We did a pro style where there was a level pool, I mean, where there was power pooling, and then we did this scheme where there was getting out into space with screens and pulling out more into space than just up into a hole. So I feel like I'm versatile to be able to handle both of those.
Are you happy with your weight now, or are you going to keep eating?
That's a good question. I'll probably try to level out somewhere around here. I'm like 312. I'll probably try to level out maybe 312, 315, and just try to maintain speed and my foot quickness, and I'll be happy with that.
As far as you can tell, at this weight, you still have that quickness or close to it from as you had at 285?
Yes, sir. I do believe so.
What are your expectations this weekend?
Times-wise, or?
What are you hoping to accomplish here?
I hope to show that I am a very athletic player, but on the bench press, I have seen that some people feel like I'm maybe undersized and maybe not as strong, so maybe put up some good bench numbers and just show that I can be a complete guard who can fit in any system.
How many reps?
My goal is 35. That would be, if I do that, I'll be happy with myself. Anything more than that, I'll be floating. He really made my job a lot easier. He's a great athlete, sets up blocks for you, and, I mean, he's so humble, and he's always giving his line the credit. He can make 12 people miss. There's only 11 on the field. He'll make 12 miss, and he'll give the offensive line the credit for it.
Punt returner,
Maybe against Virginia Tech. We weren't running the ball especially well that game, and we only had a few rushing yards, and we went for it on 4th and 1, and we ran like a play where it's supposed to be a dive just right up the middle, and he broke it for 60 yards, and all we needed was 1 yard for the first down and scored on the touchdown. That might be one of my favorite Geo moments. That is true. It definitely was pent up. I was just a fat little kid, and I always getting picked on. I was like, I'm going to play football. Like, that's a dream of mine, and I want to play. So I was a water boy for my brother's Pop Warner team for a couple of years, and then I was finally able to play my 7th grade year in middle school, and I was kind of big and soft, but I finally learned the game, got some toughness about me, and I was able to excel. Yes, yes, I was. I would go out there, carry the water around, and run sprints with them at the practice. It worked out well for me. Get in shape. I had a coach at in high school who really taught me mental toughness. I mean, he was always trying to break us, and he really taught me that you always have one more rep left in you, and just keep pushing, and you'll make it. And that really helped me with the mental aspect and the physical aspect. I dare say so. being a guard, I feel like if the top five pick, if he can help your team make an immediate impact and you really need that position, then why not spend a top five pick on him?
Did you get your degree?
Yes, I got a degree in communications. I might have to say our very own Sylvester Williams. He's a great player. I feel like he's a complete defensive tackle. There's been a lot of guys who are maybe great at stopping the run or great with a pass rush. I feel like he's a complete D tackle where he provided a great pass rush and was good against the run.
How much better did he make you?
A lot better. I mean, there wasn't a practice that went by that we weren't doing one-on-ones and battling. If he beat me or I beat him, it was calling him back up to the line. Like, I won't stand for it. So it really helped us. And to go throughout the season like that, I feel like it really helped us improve. Toughest opponent, I'd say this year it would be Maryland. They did pretty good as a defensive unit. And my collegiate career, I'd probably say Jarvis Jenkins from Clemson. He was a pretty good player. He's a great player. He's a powerful player, a mean and a nasty player.
Eagles head coach Kelly, podium 8.
I was
general manager Howie Roseman.
I was impressed with his play, and he played for Alabama, national championship caliber team. So he's doing something right.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, John.
Thank you.